And we've just gotten started. Brother Gene, I'm so glad to see you, and Brother Joe coming a good distance to be with us. And we were sharing some thoughts on Japan and the earthquake and some thoughts on the resurrection and bringing out some of the beauties of that miracle of miracles when the Lord conquered death at the cross, invaded the realm of death, and brought out the prisoners of death, and rose from the dead. And I'm sure not only did he die with a shout, he rose with a shout. And when he comes back, he's coming back with a shout. Hallelujah. And as someone once said, if he didn't call Lazarus by name, the whole graveside would have been disturbed. But praise God, he is the resurrection and he is the life. And I was wondering what direction I would go. That's why I did not announce it last night, what we would do tonight. But the Lord put on my heart to give you something about the third day. And the background scripture is in Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Starting at verse 31. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Isn't it interesting that the Pharisees are asking Jesus to leave Galilee and maybe go to the Jerusalem area to meet with the religious leaders? And what was their excuse? Herod is seeking to take your life. Since when were the Pharisees concerned about the safety of Jesus Christ? So it was plain hypocrisy. They wanted him to come in contact with the religious leaders who did not approve of his life and ministry. What was our Lord's answer? Go and tell that fox. That is not being politically correct. The Lord said it as it is. Do you know there was a group at that time, and most of us may know it, and even if we don't, called the Herodians? You know, we are aware of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And as one friend said, those who don't want to see and will not let others see. And we have Pharisees and Sadducees in our midst. But there was another group called the Herodians. And in the scriptures, the Bible says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I told a friend about another leaven. And this friend did not believe that I was telling the truth. I said, would you like me to show you? Beware of the leaven of Herod. What is that? Leaven in every case in the Bible is a picture of sin. It causes a false rising. It causes the dough to rise and the air cells are going to work until it puffs up. Leaven puffs up. The Bible says knowledge puffeth up, but divine love edifies. And the leaven of the Pharisees was hypocrisy. The leaven of the Sadducees was modernism. They deny angels and the resurrection. But what was the leaven of Herod? The word Herod means hero-like.